Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk, our Saints mini camp edition. Coach Kellen Moore canceling today's practice. Cajun Cannon, would Coach Moore ever do that? Cancel practice for some team building exercises?
I don't think we never had one team building exercise.
You guys never went fishing or anything?
No. Now you go fishing on your own time.
Right. Nothing that the coach put together.
No. You go. Extracurricular activities would be on your own time. If you want to hang out as players, so you develop a relationship. But Coach Mara would have been like, okay, this is a good time because you're going to have a bunch of days off. We're going live goal line. we're going 12 plays, live goal line. Who's going to win? Offense or the defense? And it's like, now we're on the same team. We should cheer for one another, right? But then live goal line, it's all about the pride in that.
Yeah.
And even, this happened in West Virginia, and I think just kind of nipped this in the bud. When all of a sudden, who is the Louisville defensive lineman?
Sheldon Rankins.
And then it was Zach Strief. Some happened, and then Sheldon Rankins blows out his Achilles. It was like the second play of live goal line. And all of a sudden, it seems like we ran 3 live goal line plays, and 2 players we counted on got hurt. So, Sean Payton in West Virginia, enough of that.
I've seen enough.
Okay, well, I don't know. Why old school? Why? It seemed like nobody got hurt when we did that. It'd be like 12 live goal line plays.
When men were men.
No, I don't know. Men, maybe just luck or the luck of the draw, whatever, because you're going live and bodies all flying around. I can remember one time, Coach Moore, live goal line in Hammond. He just came on board. And Richard Todd. Richard Todd, Bear Bryant, Alabama. It was me, Richard Todd, Dave Wilson. Number one, first-round draft pick supplemental for University of Illinois. So it's me, Dave Wilson, Richard Todd. Richard Todd's the veteran coming to the Saints from the Jets. So, you try to trick the defense. Richard ran a bootleg. Like he's going to fake the goal line play, and then he thinks he's going to walk in the end zone and get outside. Ricky Jackson knocked the crap out of him. I'm talking about he hit him like a snot bubble. And it was like, you're not supposed to be live on the quarterback. Now, remember, you don't hit the quarterback. You can hit everybody else. You might bump up against the quarterback, but you don't take him to the ground. Well, Ricky knocked the crap out of Richard Todd. Richard Todd took the football and hit him right in the nuts. I mean, he just the gonads, whatever. He went in through this, and then there's a free-for-all. There's a fight and all going on. And, Richard Todd, that's a wrong choice. Even though Ricky shouldn't have hit you, you don't want to be picking a fight with Ricky. So those are the kind of things that we witness that you're not going to see that anymore. That's not happened. That might not be in the team's best interest to have those type of drills. So if you're talking about what would occur in the last day of mandatory minicamp,
right?
No, we'd have a freaking live scrimmage simply because
you got a break.
We're not coming back to football till the end of July. We got 6 weeks off. Now it's based more on camaraderie and all that, getting to know one another.
Did a little golfing today, 504 golf, where we did the draft show.
Yeah. Versus, no, you have a lot of days to recover. We're gonna knock the crap out of each other this last day of practice. It just doesn't happen. I'm not saying every snap, but it would be more live drills. And listen, I'm the old man. Get off my lawn. The bottom line is, you know, the Saints fans don't care. The Saints fans don't care if you take the old school approach or you go and play golf, the new school school approach. You know what they want? When the games count, are you winning or losing? That's the bottom line when it's going to come September, October, November. Okay, how are you parlaying that into wins when the games actually count?
Well, what grabbed my attention, too, is Kellen Moore talking about them just doing the 7-on-7 stuff. Because the 11-on-11s last year with this team, they dealt with so many injuries, and he's trying to limit that going into training camp. He doesn't want this team to get banged up even in 11-on-11 drills.
Well, Matthew, I'm glad you brought that up, Steve. We didn't plan to do this, but Matthew with the Times-Picayune.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matthew Paris.
Yeah. If you look at how practice is structured and all that, okay, first thing, for an NFL player, you're not at that level unless you could be at that level. You know, there's not, okay, you can come off the street. Okay, I'm an NFL player. No, you have to have ability to get to this level. So you know what they're more worried about more than anything this day and age? You know what the hell you're doing. I don't care if it's offense or defense. Mentally, do you know what you're doing? And then you take that from the classroom to the playing field.
Right.
And you can execute it. So now, even though, because the collective bargaining agreement between the players and management, because that's a continuous process, the next CBA will come about the late 20s, and I hope it works out. And I'm for the players. Hell yeah, I'm for the players. You know why? I want my pension to increase. I mean, much is given, much is required. More money for the owners, more money for even the old school players who laid the foundation. So I'm all for that future CBA. And that's why, well, Bobby, you're not being objective. No, I'm not being objective. I have a lot of self-interest. I mean, what's wrong with that? I'm being honest. I mean, don't you want people to be honest? You know, that's why right now, honest. The protests in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is not burning. My daughter lives in Los Angeles. She lives by Playa Vista, by Loyola Marymount. It ain't burning. You got a few blocks in downtown Los Angeles that are burning. My daughter has a warehouse downtown in Los Angeles. They ain't attacking her warehouse or trying to steal stuff from there. So, Los Angeles is burning. You know when Los Angeles is burning? Pacific Rocky Palisades.
Okay.
No, when you had that brush fire?
Yes.
That's freaking burning. I went off on a tangent. I shouldn't have done that. But anyway.
Back to football.
Yeah, back to football. Now, you look at, like, the rules and how management and the players, even though the league rules forbid kind of contact this time of year.
Right.
Okay, we got to have practice a certain way, 7-on-7. You could do 11-on-11, but you got to, like, you know what? The linemen should never be beat up in the offseason. This is a lineman thing. Because they don't do anything. Maybe you take the right foot placement, hand placement, and all that, but the linemen aren't doing anything. It's more like the future Olympics. You win a gold medal, flag football. No skill people, receivers, DBs, quarterback. Are you accurate and all that?
Right.
So when you look how it's structured, even though the league rules forbid contact this time of year, teams are allowed to conduct 11-on-11 drills. They ain't 11-on-11. It's like the linemen are there and they just pushing each other on. They're not doing anything. Nobody's trying to win. Now, it's kind of, you would say OTAs is kind of the phase three of the off season, which began May 20th for New Orleans. But the Saints have been more focused on 7-on-7 under Coach Moore. He feels the sessions can still be competitive. Yes, it can still be. I agree with Kellen Moore here. it still could be competitive at the skill level, but ain't no damn lineman. It ain't competitive. Can you block a pass rusher or can you beat an offensive lineman to get to the opposing quarterback? So it's still competitive with the skill people, but not the lineman. He said, I agree with this, players are still getting a ton of reps. Yes, we see a lot of reps out there. We take notes on it because the Saints incorporate a couple of periods 7-on-7. Even if they were like, would be doing 11-on-11, they still trying to not really get after the quarterback. Like a rush. And the offensive lineman, they're not doing stunts. They might do stunts, but it's like half-ass. It's not like you were truly trying to beat the offensive lineman to get to the quarterback. So it's still the quarterback and the skill people. So we've seen 11-on-11. What if we see 11-on-11? It's like a glorified walkthrough. It's a slow down to walkthrough pace you see later in practice.
They don't even have their helmets on.
I don't even watch that. You know, so, oh, Bobby, look, there's 11-on-11. They ain't doing nothing.
Right.
They're going through the motions. Now, what it does help is mentally. And the coaches, could they film this to show if you know what you're doing? So you still got to be knowing what you're doing mentally, from a mental standpoint.
So you're just learning it.
Yes. So I definitely take that in regard. Now, Matthew Parrish did a great job with this. Well, I got to investigate. Are the Saints an outlier in this regard? Okay, look at all the teams. What are they doing? How are they conducting practice? Without having access to 32 teams this year, he said it's really hard to tell. Okay, Kellen Moore's approach. But he said, based on a quick polling of other beat writers from various outlets like the Chicago Bears. Look, everyone's intrigued with Chicago Bears. Caleb Williams, what's going to happen there? You look at the New York Jets. They want the Jets to be relevant. And the world champ Philadelphia Eagles. That's Kellen Moore's last stop. How in the hell the Eagles? What the Eagles do? So and if you incorporate, and they've all incorporated, not necessarily the Saints, but those teams, Bears, Jets, and Eagles, they've incorporated 11-on-11 work.
Yeah, I saw like some clips on social media, the Cleveland Browns, New York Giants. So, I don't know if any other teams are just strictly sticking to that 7-on-7 format.
Yeah, so you know who's too cool for school, even before what Kellen Moore has done? You know, there's been teams like that. I don't know. They've recently had success. I don't know if Kellen Moore's aware. He's aware of that. The Washington Commanders.
Okay.
With Jane Daniels.
Right.
They kind of practice how we're practicing. You know who else? The L.A. Rams.
Sean McVay.
Don't everybody like Sean McVay and how he goes about his business? So I'm just telling you. Different ways to skin a cat. You got to win. And the approach we've taken, kind of the Commanders and the Rams, they're doing that approach. They don't put much emphasis before training camp. Okay, you know what's the number one thing that all the NFL teams want? You got to mentally know what the hell you're doing. You can't go out there and guess. No, it's like second nature. I know what I'm doing. Then come training camp, you could dial it up. So that's where it's at. So when I look at like Spencer Rattler, okay, now his second training camp, I think it just keeps guys healthy, which makes sense how they practice now. Last year we were doing 11-on-11 every day and guys were dropping left and right. So everybody's been healthy right now, knock on wood. We're protecting our bodies but still being able to compete on some level, skilled people like I said. We still get to see a ton of coverages from Coach Brandon Staley, new defense, 3-4, yes, I agree with that, and what they're doing over there. But it's still, I'm telling you, it's going to come down to with the Saints. Can we run the football, and can we stop the run? You know, like strategy, you know, you can have a strategy. But if you cannot stop the run, if it's not 2nd and 9, it's 2nd and 4, well, hell, I'm going to just keep running the football, running down your throat till you can stop it. I don't care if you're 3-4, 4-3, whatever you are.
It was soul-crushing last year seeing that.
So that you cannot measure. All this damn OTAs and minicamp, none of that. When it comes to training camp, that's why, Steve, sometimes how many times I've told you to go watch the inside drill?
Oh, right.
It's our offensive line against defensive line, 12 plays. Are we stopping the run or stopping? Are we running the football? In theory, you want it to be 50-50. You don't want the offense to gash our defense. Damn, we still ain't stopping the run. And you don't want our defense to kick our offensive lines behind because, damn, we can't run the football. So when you look at that, that's when it's intriguing training camp. You can't get that now. Is that inside drill, which is 12 running plays. Ain't no freaking play action. Ain't no pass. We're running the ball.
We won't even get that at the start of training camp. It's like a few days to get in at the pass.
Yeah, can. Okay, when you look at that. And then one-on-one pass protection. You know, like when you're on an island of tackles. Right. Like Gunn Banks. Okay, what he's doing off the edge. You know, so those are the things that old school used to be able to get that in minicamp and OTAs. Now, you got to wait well into August almost, late July and early August, before you see any glimpse of that.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. You can chime in on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. We'll get to you 504-260-1870 right after the break. Also, get into our Saints Black and Gold audio that we got. Kellen Moore, Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, and Chris Olave. Be back with more of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back here on Sports Talk 2273 on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. No callers, just Hebert on and on. Crazy.
Well, no, call me. I want to talk to you. I'll talk to you about anything. This is, it's like 2273. No, sometimes it's just the way my brain's still working. I've had, 11 concussions, but it ain't. Just some certain things will
make you go.
Yes, I was like, whoa. God, you recollect and you think about things that happen. And listen, what's the moral of the story? Don't we just want the Saints to win?
Amen.
We want to have hope. We want to have hope.
New coach, new QB. I think there is hope.
Okay, but slow your roll, Steve. I don't know.
I'm not saying playoffs.
No. But yeah, so some people they're outrageous. Hope is that I got to go through this tunnel, and I'm going not the Harvey tunnel. I'm going through this tunnel, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's true hope. Not a light at the end of the tunnel that's coming at you and you're going to run your behind over. You know what I mean? There's different. Okay, it's like, let me peek around this. Let me look. Oh, look, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, is that light optimistic or is that pessimistic? Because I can look at the glass half full. And the hope is that the Saints could be trending in the right direction, but the Saints fans are going to have to be patient.
Well, there was optimism I felt those 2 days of minicamp when the fans were out there packed on a Tuesday, Wednesday, sold out tickets.
Without a doubt, I was surprised. Now, it's a good surprise, pleasantly surprised, because the Hoodat Nation's grown and they spread it into their offspring, and they wanted to be in that number. And they're participating in the OTAs and the minicamp, the practices. They can come watch, and they want the team to win. And that's what you have to do, because the Saints are much bigger than New Orleans. Bobby, what are you talking about? No, we are a whole region. Here's the Gulf Coast, the Gulf South Saints. I've said this before. Old AFL, you know, before the merge and all that, it was the Boston Patriots. Well, what are they called now? New England Patriots. That's a region. Like New Hampshire, Vermont. Who the hell you think they cheer for? It's not just Boston, Massachusetts. Maine, they all cheer for the Patriots. Well, right now, the Florida Panhandle, they part of the Hoodat Nation. Now, Tampa Bay and Jacksonville don't like it. But people in the Florida Panhandle, they cheer for the Saints. They don't cheer for Jacksonville or Tampa Bay. Now, I think, the border, like Birmingham, definitely Mobile's. That's Hoodat Nation. That's the Gulf South. If you look at Birmingham, they got a UFL team, the Birmingham Stallions. But they ain't no NFL. So I'm telling you, that I've said this before, the NFL wants it to work big time here in this region. Because you go from Atlanta to Houston, there's no team. And there's no team in Memphis. But Memphis is still ticked off. The Titans are not in Memphis. They went to Nashville.
Right.
When the Oilers, you know? So just look at a proximity. Look at a map. Learn a little geography. And look all the people that live in that area. All of Mississippi. You know, Jackson, everything. And if you go east Alabama, east of Birmingham, yeah, they could be Falcons. They could cheer for the Falcons. But if you look, you can draw a map. Who's truly Saints fans, Hoodat Nation, all the way to Beaumont, Texas. All the way, like, you know, when you're dealing with the Houston Texans. So, listen, that's why I give something to cheer for. So you got to give them hope.
Well, we got
and I think Kellen Moore will give us hope going forward. Listen, maybe I'm bamboozling. I don't think I am. I think Kellen Moore is. Bobby, how do you know that? You don't know that. He never was a head coach. I just saw how he carries himself, his mannerisms. Kellen Moore's a younger version of Sean Payton.
Please now, be right.
Well, we didn't know if Sean Payton was going to work out, right? So we got to wait and see with Kellen Moore. But his wisdom. And where he's at right now, you might say, oh, I can see people right now if we don't get off to a great start in September. Hey, bro, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Kellen Moore, what do you mean? Well, we 1-3 or whatever. I'm telling you right now, I think it'd be more. The pressure should be more on Mickey Loomis and the organization than Kellen Moore. If you don't have patience, because no one has patience now. Everyone drive through and want an instant fix. More the players than the coach. We got the right damn coach. We just need to be patient with him. I truly believe that.
Going to go to that Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Customer service over here, 2273. We're going to hit our callers. First up, Mike and Ponchatoula, you want to sound off? What you got for us today, Mike? Welcome to the show.
Woo-woo. Okay. Steve, Mike, Bobby, the biggest story is the Louisiana legislator, they ruined the movie industry with their taxes. They're going to do the same thing with the horse racing. And that's the biggest story of the day. That's the biggest story of the day. And Bobby.
Well, you mean the horse racing, like losing the fairgrounds or something? What are you talking about?
Yeah, losing the fairgrounds.
We got to get Ms. Gale to buy the fairgrounds. I mean,
people are going to say you should buy the fairgrounds.
Man, I would buy it if I had that much money. Miss Gail Benson. She's in the horse racing. Her and Benson racing, Mr. Tom Benson. They got a crib in Kentucky. Come on, right there in the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds is like living history. You know, it's not like it's not like
150 years of racing.
Yes,
150 years of racing.
150 years of racing. Like you say, it's not like Dixie Beer. That might have been a little bit of losing proposition. And then you know, you change the name because
there's nothing that brings Louisiana people together than black, brown, green, orange, whatever at the fairgrounds on a daily basis.
A lot of tradition, but Thanksgiving and all that. No, that's and especially if you can have the slots. If you can have the slots, it's a win-win situation, winning proposition. No, Churchill Downs, they hating on the fairgrounds. I don't know enough. I know a little bit, but no. When you're looking at horse racing, Saratoga, Churchill Downs, you look, like all the historic events, Santa Ana, you look at the Preakness, the Belmont, whatever. No, the fairgrounds is part of United States history and horse racing. I don't know if that's a scare tactic. I don't know if it's a scare tactic. Yeah.
Exclusively.
Well, I don't know. I'm a casual observer. You probably know more than me. You probably should be sitting in my seat and doing a damn show. But I can tell you right now that horse racing is a big part of sports in the history of this country. I'm intrigued. The Triple Crown. That's why I'm a traditionalist. You race it every 2 weeks. We ain't giving no we need to spread that out to give more chances of horse opportunity. No, I feel like old school. No, you're the best of the best, secretariat, whatever. How about you do everybody plays by the same rules and you just show that you can win that way?
One of our texters here, Cajun Cannon, says Miss Gail already shared her interest in the Churchill Downs situation. She's just waiting.
The part might be a negotiating ploy. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure that all out. But if she has her hand in there or she's involved, that's a good thing. Look, right now, if the NBA is going to be in New Orleans, Ms. Gail has a lot of influence in that or not. No, when you got power and you got stroke.
How many people owe two sports franchises?
No. And listen, Ms. Gail, thank God. And that she's part of Mr. Tom Benson's life and what she's contributed. Why New Orleans, population-wise, look at all the people that have left the state. You know why New Orleans is still relevant? Because we have big town, small city.
Yep.
All I know is we got an NFL and an NBA team. How many markets around this country have an NFL and an NBA team at this size post-Katrina? You know what? We one of one. Not Memphis. Just look around. Memphis don't have an NFL team. They got the Grizzlies. I'm just telling you, look it up. And we need to thank Ms. Gail Benson for that. And we need to keep Seattle away and trying to maybe steal the Pelicans or something. But I'm telling you, Ms. Gail, you want to talk about a philanthropist and now how all what she's done and give back, that was the best thing that ever happened to Tom Benson. Now, people might get mad, you're throwing Tom Benson under the bus. No, I'm not. I'm just keeping it real. And, you know, behind every good man, you have a good woman.
There you go.
The best thing that happened to Tom Benson was Gail. I'm telling you right now. Now, the Saints might not want me to say that, but that's the truth.
Another texter, Cajun Cannon, as we go to break. Second oldest track in the country behind Saratoga by about 3 months. The Raising Cane's guy can buy it. It's pocket change for him.
Todd
Graves.
Oh, Todd Graves, without a doubt. Todd Graves is not even from, Baton Rouge, how you think. You think you'd be from Louisiana.
Yeah.
I want to say he's from Athens, Georgia. I want to say he's from Georgia, but how much he's embraced Louisiana. You know, what's it called, the Bayou Citroplex and all that? He bought that, all that. No. Either Ms. Gail Benson or Ty Graves, yes, keep the fairgrounds rolling.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. You can sound off, too, with the Cajun Kid on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. It's 504-260-1870. We shall take a break and return with more right after this on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, talking about Saints minicamp wrapping up. Didn't have a practice today, but Coach Kellen Moore did speak to the media via a Zoom call. Here's a little bit of what Coach had to say as the Saints wrapped up their practice and now prepare for training camp at the end of July.
Had two really good days on Tuesday and Wednesday of practice. Our guys really just attacked it. They were longer practices. I thought these guys knocked it out of the park, and so today, Hunter Deckers made a three-pointer in the team meeting, and so we chose to go to 504 Golf and spend some time as a team. So it's been awesome.
Kellen, can you just tell us everything you felt like you were able to accomplish during this offseason, and also how important it was to intersperse some of these outings with it to kind of get the guys those team bonding experiences away from the field?
Yeah, I think it's really important to build on a solid foundation. And so that foundation is really built around people first and foremost. And so we certainly spent a lot of this time trying to find different avenues and opportunities for all of us to connect and spend time, whether it be an outing of paintball or golf or a community service event, all the other things that they do in between that. We spent a lot of time investing in that. And I think that's really, really important as you build a team. You got to connect everyone. And so we started there. Built a really good foundation in the weight room. I thought Ted and that group did a phenomenal job of just building on a really good foundation of just creating really good habits in there. They worked their tails off, and I feel like we saw a lot of growth in the weight room from a lot of our guys, whether it be from a weight training or a speed proponent. There's a lot of different growth there, and so that was really good. And then once we got to the football aspect in phase two, it was really about building a foundation from a schematic standpoint and really focusing on the fundamentals, the details, and building the sound foundation for us from a scheme perspective. And so I feel like we're there, and the main objective moving forward is to just continue to keep growing and keep building through training camp.
How was Hunter the choice for the three?
Jawan was the offensive captain, and he chose Hunter. And so after we had a little offense versus defense three-point challenge, the offense won, and we doubled Deani and gave Hunter a shot. If he made it, practice was over. So he made it. He had confidence. He let it go. And he's got a little high school basketball in his background, so no one was surprised.
And Kendall, what can you say you've learned about your team so far?
I think it's a really connected team. they work really, really hard. And I think that's one of the big aspects of this is we're creating habits during the offseason. Schematically, you know, some of the what you can do during the OTAs has some limitations, and that's okay. You know, we're building on a really good foundation. And I think our habits are where we want them.
Kellen, as you balance the team building and the bonding off the field versus what's going on the field, like, would today have been a day off no matter what, or is it just because you felt so good about how things have gone to this point that you felt like you could do this, or is that all equal pieces of the puzzle?
We felt as our offseason program progressed that we were really doing, I thought our players were just doing an outstanding job of you know, what they're doing, their workload, their ability to compete, and so as it went, certainly we felt like this, as long as it stayed in the same trend line, this is going to be a great opportunity for us just to finish off camp this way.
How would you evaluate the quarterback competition so far now that you've had the OTAs and minicamp to evaluate it?
Yeah, I like where those guys are heading. A lot of the quarterback process during the OTA phase, I think, is really focused on their command and their control, their ability to, you know, call the play, take control at the line of scrimmage. I thought all those guys get a check there. They did a really good job. You see them make the throws that you need to make. They certainly made those plays. And yeah, I think their preparation has been really good. And so obviously the execution, just the consistency is going to be the big aspect as we continue to grow this thing. But I think you really feel really good about where all these guys are at.
Is there anything you want your players to take through this stretch, you know, being prepared, keeping in shape, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we talked a lot about that in our team meeting today, just as far as, you know, you just got to keep building. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, there's certainly growth opportunities throughout this entire summer. You want to recharge. You want to get to have the opportunity to spend some family time and all the good things that come with a little bit of a summer break. But from a physical standpoint, these guys got to keep building, keep getting better. They got to spend some time from a football perspective preparing themselves so that when we hit training camp, we're just continuing to build. We're not going back to step one and rebuilding this thing from the beginning of OTAs. We are continuing to build, and that's when you get to take big leaps and bounds when you continue to grow each and every day.
Tyler Shuck the other day was saying how part of the reason he's comfortable in a competition like this is because, you know, he's been through it in college a lot. I was wondering if you could kind of tell that, like, what have you noticed from his poise and how he's approaching this thing?
Yeah, I would say for all of our quarterbacks, they've all been through adversity in some way, and so that's one of the attractive pieces to all of these guys is that they've faced some adversity, they've faced some competition, they've had to deal with the ups and downs of those circumstances through their college careers, and so all four of them have been in those situations, and I think that's a real positive that they know how to handle these situations. And hey, everyone wants to play, everyone wants to be out there on Sundays as a starting quarterback in the NFL. That's every quarterback's goal and dream, and that should be it. Ultimately, you know, one's going to play. These guys understand that aspect of it. But I love the interaction that these guys are all in it together. They're helping each other. They're coaching each other. They're talking through it. Those things just add up to a really special group.
That was Saints head coach Kellen Moore speaking to the media today after the team decided to take a little bit of a, you know, team bonding trip to 504 Golf, had an outing there instead of going through practice. And you heard at the end there, Coach Moore talking about just because now they got a little break before training camp doesn't mean that guy's going to, like as you would say, Cajun Cannon, sit on the couch, eat potato chips, watching TV.
Yeah, no, it's not in your best interest. You got to be a pro. I don't know what your routine, you go about your business. It's downtime, but it's not really downtime. You have to have a routine. How do you stay in shape? How do you, your conditioning? What do you do? Because you don't want to lose it. Become late July, comes late, you better got to be ready to roll from day one. It's not like, you know, we used to be old school because players used to have off-season jobs and all that, but now the money's so ridiculous. But you know what? By how originally 2-a-days got invented? Players would go to training camp to get in shape. You know, they were doing something else. Oh, and then, oh, now I got to play football now, so we're going to go to a training camp to get in shape to play the season. Now you better come from day one, in shape.
365,
and,
baby.
You know, they give you that test to see if you're in shape, that running and conditioning test. If you fail that, then you constantly got to run. So, it's a whole lot different where they expect you to continue the process as far as conditioning and getting ready for camp. So even though you're going away, where you might be going away, you might leave New Orleans to go wherever you grew up, whatever, but you're still working out to stay in shape for training camp.
We're going away to break right now. Be back with more Sports Talk. Stay tuned right here on WWL. Closing out this hour of Sports Talk, getting ready for more Saints Talk coming up next for you. Also get into a little college baseball, College World Series. Starting tomorrow, LSU's first game will be on Saturday. We're going to welcome in Joe Healy, writer and podcaster at D1Baseball.com, to break down Tigers versus the Arkansas Razorbacks and all the other matchups going on at the College World Series, plus get into more of our Saints audio. Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, Chris Olave, and you, your phone calls and texts on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Coming back right after this top of the hour news break. Stay tuned on WWL. Who dat?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.